Bees are like people. That's according to Helen Kennedy, owner of Arlo's Honey Farm in Kelowna, British Columbia in Canada.
They're similar because we have many of the same characteristics. The bees are very sensory like we are, sight, sound, smell. They have sight recognition. They, in fact, can tell the difference between you and me at the hive. They also require a variety of food groups like we do. We share a common body temperature. The inside of the hive and our bodies are the same temperature. They require much of the environmental factors that we do. And while we are subject to environmental pressures, the bees are increasingly so.
And when you say they need a variety of food groups, does that mean then when you buy things like clover honey and all they've had is clover, that's maybe not so good for the bees?
Correct. Monoculture is not the best thing for the bees. They need a variety of nectaries because honey in itself has fructose, glucose, it's primarily sugars, but it also has complex vitamins, enzymes, amino acids, and minerals. And they need the variety of flowers in order to sort of pluck from the flowers the essential vitamins and minerals for their own existence.
Now, Arlo's, you are just a honey producer. You don't do anything else with your bees. You don't pollinate and so on. Why not?
We do it out of a love for our bees. Pollination in itself is very hard on the society of the bees in that they like to come back to their home every night after foraging. And when they're constantly on the move, it creates a lot of stress for the bee and stress inside the hive. Also, again, you're forcing them to pollinate things that they may not choose to eat. And you're forcing them to have a single nectar. So we strictly produce honey so that the hives sit in the bee yards and don't move from there. So the bees have sort of a quote-unquote forever home. Secondly, we're better able to manage stress in the hive that way, and we're better able to help them cope with disease.
For the people in the surrounding farms to you here, what difference have they noticed with all these bees around?
Mm-hmm. The most distinctive comment I've had is from the lavender farm. Andrea has commented to me that she has noticed an increased amount in the quality and quantity of the essential lavender oil that is produced from that farm as opposed to another one of her farmed areas.
And with the bees that you've got here, I noticed that the hives are divided into blue bits and white bits. Why is that?
Basically, it's a good identification for myself and for anybody I have helping. The blue boxes are the brood boxes, and the white boxes are the honey boxes. And we never, ever take honey from the blue boxes. It belongs to the bees. The white box is a surplus honey, which we can take for ourselves and to sell.
Why would you not take it there? Because I think lots of people do take the honey from those lower boxes, don't they? And maybe replace it with sugar syrup and so on. So why not do that?
We like to keep our bees as natural as we can. We believe in sustainable agriculture. And we believe that through our system of farming, we supply them with enough nectaries that we can leave them that. To feed them syrup, it would be again like adjusting your diet and feeding you something that you particularly might not want and might not have the vitamins and minerals that your body requires, resulting in a weaker type of bee, more susceptible to disease.
Do your bees need a lot of input from you, or actually can they just get on with it themselves?
The bees could probably get along fine themselves, but we like to assist them in every way we can by changing frames in their hives, by keeping the boxes clean, by making sure that they have proper bee space in their box, and through basically farming the bees. As the hives get overcrowded, we can adjust the frames and save them swarming, which is also stressful on the bees, and create a new hive from the natural hive.
Is this the way that bees would have lived? I mean, when we have these sort of human-created hives, are we actually replicating their natural environment really accurately?
The boxes that we use have been developed in the United States. Longstrath was the fellow who came up with the system that we use, the deep box. Technically, the bees would look for a place that would give them shelter. They would situate their wild hive in an area that would have lots of flowers and nectar for them and be sheltered. There they would build free comb. There is such a thing as a Kenya bar hive, which the bees build free comb in. Very healthy for the bees. But the problem is you can't really get the honey out of it. The system that Langstroth developed allows us to pull the frames out of the box in order to scratch the wax from the combs and then use a centrifuge to pull out the honey. At that point, we take the frames and we give them back to the bees. And they can clean up the extra little bits of nectar and, if the season's long enough, refill them with honey.
That's Helen Kennedy from Arlo's Honey Farm in Kelowna, British Columbia in Canada. For more information, visit arloshoneyfarm.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.